one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council members present, Lisa.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
Karen.
Yep.
On Zoom, we have Bruce, so we would need to make a motion to allow Bruce to actively participate and vote in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Kelly will make the first, Lisa will make the second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries? Should I say 5-1? Or you want to abstain or vote for yourself?
Thank you, everyone.
We'll just do 5-0-1. Others present are Mayor Prater, Mike Knoll from Van Cleef Engineering, Borough Secretary Lori Slicker, and two other members of the public. Announcement of recording. The meeting is being digitally recorded by the Secretary for assistance in preparation of the minutes. Is there anyone in the audience who plans to record the meeting? Hearing none, we'll move on. 5, approval of the meeting and any amendments. I do need to make note, we do need to have one amendment. We need to add that we had an executive session on Friday, July 24th at 10 a.m. and that was to seek legal advice from our solicitor, Steve Boel, at Fitzpatrick Lansanuba. That would be the only amendment that I have. Would anybody like to
I'll make the first motion if you need it.
With the amendment, Bruce made the first. Lisa is making the second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 6-0. Number 6, action on the minutes for June 17th, 2026.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Karen's going to make the first.
I'll second.
Lisa is making the second. Is there any discussion? Audience or table? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. 7, we do not have anybody under public comment at this time. 8, Borough Engineers Report. We have Tyler Dierbomakis here, so. All right.
Okay, so as far as the Main Street Stormwater Replacement Project, those bids came in. The bidder was James O'Hara, $730,960. Previously, provided motion on approval of this. I believe there is additional comment. The contract has not been signed yet by the borough. They're still deliberating some things as far as financials.
So basically, we have few avenues to go. We can make a motion to rescind the bid. We can make a motion to move forward with the existing bid. And if we opted to rescind the bid, we could, given a tight timeline, we could rebid out for problem areas. The one drain box that we know is already collapsed and problematic. So I guess we have to see what avenue we would like to take to.
I just will say that if we do rebid, it is a very, very
tight time.
Generally, we're looking at a month of bid. We're going to try and
get it all.
Get that down as far as we can so that we can get it rebid. And then any contractor that is contractor might come back and say we don't have time to get structures that we need for the inlets and everything. So there's usually a 3-week time frame lead on those once we get the contract, sign it, have a pre-construction meeting. They go forward submitting submittals, which is proper cut sheets, so that we can verify elevations, technical depth, the technical aspects, and once those are approved, then they send that off to the precaster, and it takes them a few weeks to get things cast. So we are very tight on our time.
Is there any benefit to us trying to send this to CoStar to approve contractors off the bat?
There would be very short time frame. We would have a whole month of bidding to do. That would be probably very good.
I have a question. So the quote was for like $730,000. The grant is only for $425,000. So first of all, I think approving that quote and not being able to really have the funds for it, I don't think is in the best interest of the borough. However, my question is, because I don't understand, so forgive me.
That's fine.
If you send it out for rebid, like my question is, first of all, the grant money isn't enough to cover the project, so because the materials have since gone up almost double since the quote.
Yeah.
So when you send it out for rebid, is there a way to redesign the project so that we could, covering engineering costs and legal costs that are also covered by the grant, trim the project so that it would come in, including engineers, lawyers, and the project itself, close to 400, like the grant.
That would cut out a lot of the upper side, I believe, of Main Street, and focus more on the problem spots.
So if we were to focus on the problem spots, couldn't we just, just like kind of throwing it out here, so like we kind of need some of the boxes fixed. Could we have to bid like a big project bid to get the boxes done, or could we hire somebody to do 4 boxes?
So that's also to do a project without bidding it out, getting just 3 quotes, your max projects can't be more than $24,500. One box is probably going to be at least 15 when we're said and done to install it. So
if we just bid out boxes, we'd be able to do that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that the common projects, so it would be seen as one project type of phases.
Well, that's what we're going to probably have to do, because we're certainly done with 700,000. And I'm not turning in 400,000 back. We can do something.
Yep. That's how I
have a month. So how long is this going to take then?
So
it's been taking. This we've had this way too long and way too much nonsense happening. So what can be done to get something done quickly?
So as we stated, co-stars. Doesn't require the full bidding process. We send it to a few different co-stars, qualified contractors, and come back with their bid prices for the project, and then we go forward with one of those if it meets the project's budget.
So if we're just doing the boxes, how many boxes are we talking? And then do you have any kind of an idea how much that would be just to do boxes compared to the whole project?
So like on the whole project,
it would be 150 for 5 boxes.
I think there's plotted on the upper end if I can come down the way from time to time.
we did.
So can you estimate what 15 costs? Because we still have 440.
He said 15,000 for bonds. Oh,
that's right.
Well, let's just say 20, because you know every time you think about something, it's more. So 20 times 8 would be 160,000. A little wiggle room. And then
we've got 400,000 in the grant.
Well, we've got to count our attorney fees, our engineer fees, and that's close to 200 now, isn't it?
I don't know on this project with the total of the shed, but do you have
close?
I would assume it's pretty close because of all the other things we've been dealing with on the legal side.
So what if we do 8 boxes and go from there?
If we could do 8 boxes, that would be good. Do 8 boxes, say it's 160, allow 40 for wiggle room, so we're not in debt, and then
well, the fees are already approved, right? 200,000.
Well, ballpark, we could figure that out easily if we had enough to do another box. We could maybe do 9, maybe do up to 9 boxes. Like, so I want to give more questions.
No, I'm just going to say, like, do we, if we decide to go that route, have Mike this week?
Tonight.
Because we have a meeting next Monday. We don't want to waste any time.
If we don't want to waste time, that's the bottom line.
But if we rescinded and decided to put it out there, like, is a week okay on your end time? And I obviously it's a week. It's a week in the time frame. But we have a meeting on the 3rd that you could come back with a scope for them.
Yeah, I can do that by then, yeah.
So I'll be honest with you, I'd like to make a motion to rescind the bid, right? Rescind the bid. And leave that one at that first.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a motion to rescind the bid.
Okay, so Lisa is making the first.
I'll make the second.
Okay. Bruce made the second.
Kelly did.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly did. Oh, it sounded like Bruce.
Bruce,
he did it after.
I didn't hear Kelly.
Sorry,
okay.
Bruce.
Bruce or I heard Kelly. Sorry.
Perfect.
So Lisa made the first, Kelly made the second. Is there any further discussion from council right now or the audience? Hearing none, I'm going to call for a vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention, motion carries 6-0. And is there any?
I would like to make a motion to have Van Cleef. I'm not sure if I'm wording it right, but figure it out as I go. I would like to make a motion to have Van Cleef rework numbers, rework a bid.
Project.
Plan. Project.
Plan.
Plan.
We'll get correct language for the.
I'd like to propose that. Can we
readjust the project?
Adjust the project to include, actually if we could, if the finances work, it's up to 10 boxes. Can we do an up to because of it? Based on the per box.
I'd say let him see what he can estimate the funds for.
I think what it's going to work out to be is everything down on Market Street and to the back. To our outfall structure, and then
how many boxes would that be? Do I have to give boxes, or because it's really only going to be to repair the boxes from where's the beginning?
So that's 6 structures, 7. That would go 7 structures, and that includes the one at the bottom of Main Street.
That's the
problem.
That's my biggest concern right now. Is the Main Street one that hires us?
So it would be that and the plate connecting to the original blocks. And that would be within existing easements.
That was going to be my next question. Thank you.
So I made a motion for Van Cleef to rework the portion of the project to be bid from wherever you said.
On Market Street.
On Market Street.
To the outfall.
And that would be how many boxes? 5. 6.
6 structures.
Could you make that up higher, do you think, or do you think that's going to cover more, a lot of work in the boxes? Because I would like to get close to the 200,000 that we should be able to use just with that and six boxes. All right.
Well, we don't want
to... Up to eight if possible. Well, yeah, but it stops at six.
Well, but I think once you put out the thing for them to bid on, I don't think you can put a change order in.
No, but if you didn't work it well with him, then he's going to make a proposal.
Yeah, he's going to make you a kind of a package for next week.
So if you can do, I don't want him to stop until you only said it's six.
Right, as many as can get me done for the...
Like, I would say you come up with a plan to see... Estimate-wise, what you...
I'll base what we're going to do on the bid that came in.
Yeah, right.
That's our booty, our cost current cost-wise.
Right.
Cost-wise that we have.
So if it goes above six or seven, whatever, to get to that, based on that area. That's my motion.
Okay.
Just to correct me if I'm wrong, but you have all that, you have all that current data and facts and figures, if you will, of what is necessary.
Correct.
In it.
Yeah, there'll be current prices, and they will double in 30 days.
Hopefully not, right?
Okay.
Well, we hope not, but this time we got it.
The globe is dynamic right now.
I'll second it.
Kelly, I've heard you last time. Kelly is making a second. So we have a motion for Van Cleef to...
I have a question. Are you sorry?
No, you're good. There's some time for comment.
Because I read through the minutes of the meeting, I wasn't here, you guys approved the quote. So are we under any obligation to reach out to them and let them know that we are putting out to rebid since they kind of bid it, we kind of had accepted that quote?
I have talked to the contractor. They are aware of the situation. So we'll have to send a letter to them saying that the borough has rescinded the award and has canceled the project. And then
it doesn't disallow them to rebid.
Correct.
And they'll know the new parameters and have an opportunity to rebid if they would like to?
If they can sign up on CoStars if they're not already. We have to go to CoStars to do this now. It's a short time frame as much as possible.
But they could do that if they wanted to. Because I just don't want to get in trouble with them for rescinding their bid, is what I'm getting at.
Technically, there was no contract signed.
Okay, so we're good. Okay, thank you.
That's what your solicitor would say.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I did not put pen and ink together.
You were all together.
Yeah. So we had a first from Lisa, second from Kelly. Any more discussion? Any from the audience? Okay, hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Extension, motion carries 6-0. So you should have some info, hopefully all of it for next week.
Yeah.
Could be for more to get us the total of what?
Yes, yeah, we could do that. Like, so do you know where we are today with all that? Yeah.
On it, we have more wiggle room.
Yeah.
Then we can take
They kind of want where we are now with that grant, like as far as legal and engineering kind of it. Add it to the list.
Yeah,
that's the list. All right.
I will just say that with the grant, there's a 20% match, I think.
Yeah.
75,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In my mind, the 75,000. Yeah, because that's how we get to the 500.
Yeah.
So we did get. We kind of got the 500,000.
Yeah.
But 75,000 of it is the borough's responsibility.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the project really could be as high as 500, right?
He could get 75.
So you've got all the numbers in the budget to make sure we get the most we can out of the grant.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on now to, we're done with that, to the Copeland Grant project for the sewer. Is that all done?
Yes. The COVID grant for the sewer is all finished. Well, construction is finished.
I was going to say, I know the screeners and I saw it.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful. So
currently working.
Yes.
Doing its job. We have yet to do the punch list inspection on the construction.
So it actually ejected. Like Craig was telling me, it's because it compacts. It was taking a while the last time I was down there, the first load of it had not ejected out yet.
Oh, okay.
Interesting system.
Yeah.
We should all take a field trip.
Yeah. that punch list inspection will be coming up. We'll schedule that. We do have a final pay app in the system. Final pay app, once the punch list inspection is done, we'll be going through.
Okay. Kind of like the hold back on the S1 line that we have to make sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Kind of like the hold back. Okay.
Yep, exactly.
So once we have that, then we'll take it off the agenda. Like once we approve that, then we'll take it off the agenda. Is there anything for the Land Tech sewer connection right now?
I do know FLB had removed Ultra Poly from the document based on the conversations. So they sent over a draft to us. We kind of gave them okay on it.
Okay.
So FLB is in control of that.
They have it.
Yes. And then just one last thing on COVID stuff. We do have the additional $75,000 on there left. So we want to make sure that if you guys want to use that for the membranes.
Yes. So
membranes.
I don't remember if it was last week or the week prior, but Bruce and I did have a meeting with Craig.
Okay.
Craig was going to reach out. Is it Morgan that supplied the membranes the first go around? Craig was going to reach out to our representative there and see the past set of membranes. They had extended an offer that we could put money down and almost kind of lay them away.
Oh.
So they would store them and then we could pay them in increments. So Craig was going to look into see if that was still an option, that maybe we could put the $75,000 invoice towards it. They can store them. And then we could have like an annual amount due to that until it's paid off, and then.
Yep.
So I will follow up with Craig.
That'd be good, so they're not sitting around.
Yes, they're not sitting around somewhere. Yeah. All
right.
Because we don't really want to lose the 75,000.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We want to make sure that that's used for the next month.
Yes. I will. All right. Is that it for engineer's report at the moment?
Yes.
The only other thing I needed to remind you of is the extension for the next meeting. Or September.
I'll get that for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
What?
Just in case you decide to disappear.
Yeah.
Do we don't, they're due for next week? Yeah.
Yeah, we have to do them August 3rd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work your magic. Sometimes it's hard to get stuff from them. All right, sewer. Commercial industrial customer required modifications. That's an ongoing project. F1 line repair update. Everything seems to be running smoothly in that regard. So that is why we have the payment application number 2 to J.M. Bradley one here for $6,837.42 to approve tonight. That was the last of the holdback. Craig and Brian did go down and evaluate the area around the effluent line. You also were down here. They went down just to see how mobile it was. It'll be a little challenging, but with the mower deck raised stuff, they could get down there. We may try to have someone come in and grade out a section of that embankment to be able to get the mower down there on the lower section better, but that will be it.
Yeah. And then what? You have some trouble when you go down there. It's very spongy.
Yes, yes. And it depends on how much rain you have, if there's river, if we've had water that's got up to there and it's wet. So it's going to be a.
Yes. Make sure whenever anybody takes them over down there.
Play it by ear, he's going to get stuck.
Yeah, as I say, make sure they have
Phone number.
Trying to get out of there again.
Yes, yeah. All right, so we will need a motion to approve the payment application number two.
I'll make a motion to approve the payment of $6,837.42.
Karen made the first.
I'll make the second.
Lisa's going to make the second. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 0. Everybody had the EDMR report in their packet. We have the next two things are regarding sampling manholes. So we had approved FLD to send out letters for sampling manholes to a couple property owners. DAPCO was one of them. They did send a response letter asking for an extension of time, so I just wanted to make everybody aware. So we're going to set up a time for them, FLD feels it's best for them to come to a council meeting, have a conversation with all of us when the solicitor can be here, and discuss whether or not we want to allow an extension. So I just wanted you to be aware that that'll either be taking place at next week's meeting or maybe the fourth meeting in August. It depends on who is available, because Michael is still away, Steve is still away, Sam, I believe, is the only one available. Not that it's he's the only one, but he is available, but I feel it should be an in-person conversation and not with somebody in a computer. So I'm going to, I said to Lori before the meeting, we'll have a conversation with Sam to confirm which meeting we'll do that at.
What was their original deadline?
I think they had, when they sent the letter, I think they had 30 days or 10 days to respond. I'm trying to remember the letter itself. I think they had 10 days to respond, like acknowledging it and saying they were going to do it. And I think they had 30 days to install.
And they were mailed when? So
I'm going to say about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Not that long ago.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not that long ago. Motion, and then the next one will be motion to authorize FLB to send a response letter to APM, which is American Precision Machining, regarding the sampling manhole. They sent a letter back asking why they were required to do it, and it is by ordinance that we can request the sampling manhole be installed. It's a requirement of the ordinance. So Steve wants to make sure that we authorize a letter to go back out to them.
To state that it's
in the ordinance. It's in the ordinance, and these are the, if you don't do it by this time, this is
okay. I'll make a motion for that letter.
Aaron's making the first. Lisa's going to make the second. Is there any further discussion regarding the response letter for the sampling? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 6-0. And the last thing for sewer that I'm aware of is the hot water pressure washer. We are looking to clean out the back room in the wastewater treatment plant. It's kind of got a buildup of various different chemical powdery things on the floor. The biggest one is the sugar that we add to the plant for it to function. It's kind of sticky on the floor down there, so they want to pressure wash it. I do want to approve this, however, it may not be expense, because I found out last Thursday that the fire company actually has a hot water pressure. So we got it running on, we worked on a Thursday night, we got it running Friday, it is running, but I don't want to take the chance that it may crack up, because it hasn't been used in such a long time, but it's $500 to rent one for 2 days, so I want that as the backup. But I do know the fire company can use theirs, no problem. So as long as theirs works, we don't have to spend the money to rent one. So I'd be looking to
need a motion. I'll make a motion to approve spending $500 on a hot water pressure washer rental to clean
the wastewater treatment storage room.
Which one is the backup?
So, did you want to do the...
The 500, the back, like, our backup plan. So I would prefer to use the fire company. So yeah, we don't need a motion for that.
If we need it.
No, they... So,
the motion will be if we need it.
If we need it. I'll amend it. Yeah, if we need to expend the 500. But I'm hoping that.
I'll set that.
Okay.
make sure it's if needed.
Yeah, if needed. Yeah, only if needed. Yeah, only if
needed. Did we skip the... Did I zone out? Did we skip over the EDMR report?
I just read that we had it in our packet, but I'll finish our motion and then we can go to that.
Okay.
Any conversation about the hot water pressure line? If there isn't any, we'll call for a vote. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 6-0. EDMR report. I just said it was in the packet.
And I saw it. So yep. All the stuff that's in yellow is
yes.
Bad.
Yes.
And I just was, remember a while back, this is just a question I had. I thought we kind of at one point reached out to the DEP for help. Where did that ever come?
They knocked on some doors. Got
the DEP,
answers.
The DEP did. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I couldn't remember where that ended up. Nothing really came of it.
They checked the boxes that needed to be checked.
That's all the help they're going to give us, but they're going to fine us and not help us. What do you do?
Work through our ordinance processing.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Yes, but all that yellow stuff is, if you looked at the report.
Yeah. I did. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know numbers, but I know.
Yellow and negative. Is there anything else? Do you have anything else?
The
DAPCO
extension letter,
yeah.
Did you need to make a motion on that to give them an extension?
No, FLB wants us to come physically here and have a conference, like discuss it with the town. He asked to attend a meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Brands actually asked to attend a meeting.
Yeah.
So FLB said just make sure everybody's aware that we're gonna see who's available when. And have him
okay.
And hopefully them.
Yeah, no, I just noticed it was on here.
All
to make sure that
be together.
Yeah.
Okay. I personally don't feel it's going to be out of the question, but I want everybody to understand what's going on, and then we also have to, if we do grant the extension, put a time frame. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alrighty. 1 to 10. But you're more than welcome. I don't think. Does anybody feel that we need Mike for anything else? On the agenda, I don't see anything. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
we'll go get an ice cream. While we're all right.
Doesn't help, but.
All right, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure I'll be talking during.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 10, Streets and Maintenance Committee. To complete putting the 2-hour no parking signs up through the remainder of downtown. The posts and signs total with the sign strip, the base, the I'll call it 10x7 size 2-hour no parking sign, and then a little 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. or 8 a.m. however that works with the parking thing, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. is underneath. It is $1,706 to finish up the required signs with arrows, etc. It can be, we did a little research, we do have some money in liquid fuels, so we can pay for that out of liquid fuels money.
We lose the liquid fuel money at the end of the year.
No, it just accumulates.
I'd rather save it personally.
Save it for something else.
Well,
I kind of agree.
I guess I'm asking her conversation. She wants signs?
No.
Not really.
No. Okay. No action.
I have a follow-up.
Yes, Cal.
I've got parking signs. So the no parking signs they put on North Hampton Street.
Oh, that's a different conversation.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's okay.
It just seems extremely redundant. It affected one guy who's now taking parking on the other side of the street, in the middle of the side of the street.
I noticed that.
So, I mean, he was fine when he was parking on the side. The only real issue with that road was Bill's defunct car didn't line anymore.
Here's going to be my comment to the conversation. Not that I want to side with you, but I would prefer to have that when Chief is here and probably your solicitor, because it's going to probably be a matter of amending our ordinance to remove the sign.
So we can't make a motion right now?
Well, we we can have conversation for next time.
That on the agenda for next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can put it on for discussion. No parking.
Sorry.
No parking sign.
Can we put it on the agenda for the next time?
Yeah. Not that I'm not up, but yeah, we can. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just that it, on that street, I mean, it's a quiet street. There's one car that parks on that side of the road. It just seems, seems silly when the argument is that the fire truck would have trouble getting out. I mean, if there's cars coming down State Street, once again, where everybody parks in the street and a fire truck is coming, there'd be no passage. Here it's doable, even if a car is parked on that side of the road. I mean, it's enough of a 4-foot recess in front of his house that his car's not in the road anyway. And Bill's cars have been attenuated. It's only Rachel's car that's there now, and it's operational. It's not just sitting up on blocks. So there's really no issue. So it seems like maybe an amendment to the ordinance
right.
would be okay for that. And then you can use your no parking signs. Downtown, you'd have two on your side.
Oh, no parking signs. So we're going to take no action on them right now?
Okay.
On the ones that are on. Okay. Anything else for streets? Bruce, do you have anything you want to add?
No, I do not. I've had a little so bad on here.
Okay, that's okay. He's having a little bad. 11, building committee, bell tower. So a couple weeks ago, someone felt that the bell was going to fall out of the tower. So became a little bit of a few days scramble. We did have a crane company come out to look up there and just look, literally, from the ground up. This is his quote. This quote was in the packet and only is to go up there and evaluate. It's not to
just an estimate. To
do any work.
Price to do an estimate.
It's not to do any work. It's just to get up there and visualize. I can say that I have pictures. I just did a Dropbox. I totally forgot about it. I'm going to do a Dropbox and send it all to you. I solicited the services of our family-friendly tree service dude in town here to go up there with me. So we climbed up there through the attic and we went up to the bell tower.
From the inside?
Yeah, from the inside. It is not, I want to say it's not going to be up, it will not want to stay up there forever, but it is not unstable at the moment. If we had a horrific hurricane, then maybe it could come blowing out of there, but it is on its carriage. The wood that it is affixed to is weathered, almost like you see at the beach, like driftwood. It's weathered from rain, wind, etc. But it is still sitting in its carriage. We took measurements of the bell. We found a historic bell weight guide with all the different manufacturers on it.
That's
and cute. That bell's weight approximately should be between 175 to 250 pounds. So it's not an overly large bell. It was manufactured by the Shane Bell Company in Baltimore, Maryland in 1887, which
wow.
is on it.
Funny.
So it's interesting. We wanted to put this on here so that you could see that there was an issue. We'd have someone come out and look, but I don't feel that we need to necessarily spend this. We do have a couple, I'll say, fire company guys, tree service guy, who are very familiar with bringing things down from high heights that want to go up there and look and see if it's potentially something they want to do, maybe as like a fire company evolution or something, where they go up and like see about bringing it down somehow. But
I have an idea.
It's not an emergency.
We should seriously think about it. That tweak it is just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
We should have like a raffle. A raffle of approximate of everything of the bell. Perhaps somebody would want that bell. No way. Oh, hold on.
There's a long list, Kelly, that you don't have to get behind.
You got to put your money in your mouth.
All right.
How much set, well, we should set like maybe a port or with a silent auction or something. Minimum bid and come up with a number.
Do a raffle.
They have to, well, no, because we have to get so many tickets then for the raffles so that we can get a handful of them.
money that we're going to fix or replace or do and put it out there. Like one time years ago, Maine, it was like, you had to pay $1,000 and write this letter. And this person,
one of the best, one whatever it was,
the owner of the inn read all these letters, so you wouldn't get your money back if you didn't win, but you only spent $1,000 and you could win this, or be given this inn. That worked out quite well.
Well,
so perhaps the historic value.
Have that as a conversation, or? Yeah,
about
but I just wanted to, like, so that every. It, maybe the sky is falling, but, and I'm not, a, like, by any stretch, an inspector, but if. Bill is like, this is not going to
get $6,000 over spending six for somebody to just look at it and say, yeah, it needs to come down.
I think if you wrap that for a couple hundred bucks a ticket, you'd get a ton of answers.
I feel that the tower itself needs some paint on it, just to coat the hood up there, but it's not in horrible shape. It's a solid surface floor with galvanized wrap all around the edges. There's siding in the roof to prevent animals or whatever. It is built to be up there, so. Just wanted to kind of give you an update. I will though, I'll share the drop off with everybody so you can see the stuff up there. But that's, go ahead, Bruce.
No, I was just gonna say, so, you know, we did, Steph and I, you know, many people, you know, took this very seriously to make sure that safety, you know, everybody involved and, you know, whatever, we're having meetings in there, the staff, et cetera, you know, that the safety is the primary concern and it seems to be fine, but, you know, long term, we have to take a look at the entire building.
Yeah.
The entire building.
Yes. Yeah. Lots to discuss as we, you know. All right. We will, given that, we'll move on to 12. Fire Safety Police Committee, I don't believe there's anything. Do you have anything for police that you? No? Okay. I saw there were some speed lines put
there
down
are,
on State Street. I will comment on that. I don't know where else, but I know State
Delaware
Street.
Avenue and
oh, okay.
There's three different sets around.
Okay. Did they do anything?
They got the stopwatch calibrated, so it should be checked.
Nice.
They didn't do anything other than.
Oh, they didn't. I wasn't sure
what
they were doing
on them. I wasn't sure either.
Yeah.
It's not the typical spots that they were.
Okay.
Past.
Okay.
I did see two full-blown stop sign runs right in front of the Baptist Church yesterday, simultaneously. One went this way, one went that way, without even flinching.
No, yeah.
Stop signs. So
are they doing it on 611 though? When you say Delaware Ave, do you mean Delaware 611?
Where are you?
On my street or 611?
Where they? Your street.
Oh.
Baptist Church.
They can't do it on 611.
I thought they were doing it on 611.
We can.
I don't know.
It's a state road and we really can't walk that road.
We park on the side.
Well, that's where all the people are really flying through. Yeah.
There's other means. Sea bumps, cobblestones. They all cost money though.
I'd say mark it until the resurfacing project goes through and then see if they say anything between now and then, and if they don't, put it back.
That's right.
I'm around.
But, okay.
I'll text them right.
But that was good.
Be done by next week?
Yeah. Well, I thought they were going to go down to 611, but there was a lot of traffic. And I think that they, because I saw them when they were on State Street and they commented about the traffic that day downtown. And that's why they weren't going to go down here. I thought maybe there were lines. I honestly haven't paid attention to 611. There's too much other stuff going on down there right now. All right. Budget, finance, and insurance. We will be starting our meeting soon.
Yeah.
Budget.
Yep.
Going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
14, sanitation. Is there anything for sanitation? I know that there is an issue with collection last week, but it seems to be resolved at the moment, so it should be fine, right?
It was.
Was?
There was a little bit of further discussion that could be done in the executive session, but it's
Can we?
No, he's here.
Yeah. Okay. I did have, we have an attorney on call for us for 8 p.m. if we need, absolutely needed to have one.
It's not that.
Okay. I have a call a friend at King's Fry for 8 o'clock. He got told to keep his phone with him at 8 o'clock. If we need an executive session, we would call him. But if not, no. Yeah.
For a dollar, I'll give you the answer. That's a saving on money.
15 grants. I have been working on the application for the USTA grant for the lift. The deadline is this Thursday, is the 31st, right? I think I won't say wrong. Thursday, is the 31st.
No.
Or Friday. Yeah. Whatever the
Friday week is.
It's for $33,742. Bruce and I have been working on trying to get some price estimates for what we figured out is called a vertical platform lift for outside here, as opposed to the ramp. So, but we don't want to miss the application deadline for the money, so we would need to just make a motion to authorize Council President to execute the grant application.
I'll make the motion for the President to make the application for the grant.
Karen made the first, Kelly made the second. Any further discussion?
The only thing I have,
yeah.
Is that a grant through USDA or is it a loan?
It's not a loan. It is a grant. It's not a payback.
USDA,
yes.
Board of Authority applied for one of that event. It's a $12 million grant.
Yeah.
Or if you're asking for $12 million, they'll give you $1 million.
Yes.
And still give you finance for 11.
No, this is a fiscal year 26. I don't know what the abbreviation stands for. CPF/CDS, Community Facilities Grant.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's a grant, you're not going to get some help for it.
No, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
USDA does a lot of fire companies too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a 40-year loan basically for USDA.
Right. Well, yeah, because they do low interest, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right, we have a first from Karen, second from Kelly. Any further discussion? I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstentions. That motion carries 6-0. I'm totally over here. 16 personnel. We don't have anything at the moment. 17 policy, procedure, and ordinance committee. We have started discussing the resolution regarding management of borough non-police staff and said that we were going to follow it up to the discussion tonight. I don't know if anybody would like to engage in that discussion about the resolution or want to table it to one other time. Want to table the discussion?
Well, actually,
we don't really have to vote for that. Do you want to do it at a regular? We don't want to do it at a regular.
No, no, come up next
week. It's the August meeting, the 4th, if we have the 4th meeting. So, August. I want to say this. That would be August 20th. All right, community events. Do you guys have anything you want to?
Nothing really to report.
Nothing right now?
More events.
Okay. Community development brings us to the Brook property discussion. And so we wanted to have a discussion. We also have Terry Brook here in attendance tonight, so he can be part of the conversation if you so choose.
I also have a new idea that I wanted to present, if it would be appropriate.
Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
Of course.
All right. I'm Terry Brook. I grew up on Maine and Pennsylvania Avenue. My father was Terry. His two brothers were Neil, the barber, and Billy, the lawyer. And my dad was a Vietnam vet. He's on the memorial down here. His father was Bill Brote, who started Brode's Barber Shop, and then Neil took it over. We're indirectly related.
We're one from marriages.
So I don't know how much time I have, but I do want to just give a little backbone to this idea, okay? I've been helping my cousin, Troy, who's the son of Billy and Fran, Francis Brode. Billy died, I don't know if he was the borough attorney, but certainly he was very involved in the town when he was alive. He died in 2001. His wife, my aunt, died in December, and their only son is Troy. And I moved from this area in 94. I live in Boise, Idaho. I'm married 36 years, have six kids, have all graduated from college back there. But Portland is hugely special to me.
Too many T's in your family.
There's a lot of
T's. My family is Tracy, Travis, Tyler, Tanner, Tabitha, Tantrician.
Oh yes. My God.
I was just going to say, you had no idea.
My family was Terry, Therese, Trinda, Taryn, and Terry. So, anyway, all my family has moved, what's left of them have moved to Idaho. Troy, I'm sorry. I hadn't been in touch with Troy in many years. It was very hard to reach. Their phone was dead forever. And when his mom died, I inquired to just give condolences. This was in December. My cousin Chuck, who you know, Neil and Sandy lived down here. Sandy just passed away. Neil had passed a few years ago from diabetes. Their son Chuck and Neil and Lynn are the children of that family. Chuck told me about Franny passing. I inquired. I couldn't reach Troy. They had no phone. So I called Gaffney because that's the funeral home that took care of my dad, my grandparents, everybody. It was a logical choice to try to find him. When they said they had seen Troy and he was running the arrangements for them, he looked horrible, they said. So I found a way, Danny Wilkins, you know, Danny. Danny got Troy's neighbor indirectly, and he's related to Troy from his mother's side, got Troy a cell phone, and I contacted Troy on the cell phone, and he seemed very, how do I word it? Just very upset and anxiety-ridden, and so I asked who was handling his affairs. And he didn't know, but he thought it was his dad's old assistant. So I reached out to them, and she works for an attorney in Bethlehem. So I've been working with them ever since. I'm securities licensed 34 years. I work for an investment bank. I'm a registered investment banker, so I would just say I'm qualified to communicate about estates and trusts and things like that. So I reached out to the attorney and the lady that worked for my uncle, and she said, Troy is a wreck, and the whole situation's a wreck. Troy's never been on the internet. He's never had an email address. He's never had a computer. He's completely been removed from modern technology and even society to a degree. He had brought them down an enormous amount of papers that were old, some were over 10 years old. And just said, this is all I can give you on what I know, what my parents had. And they were sorting through it. They asked for my help, and I dove in, and I found everything to help Troy receive his inheritance, which they've been very grateful to. They asked me to fly back so I could serve as power of attorney for Troy, which I gladly did. I flew back, and that's what I did a few weeks ago. So I'm currently power of attorney for Troy's affairs. And all I've really been doing is trying to help Troy, and then when we both went down, he signed off on that. When we went back to his house, because when I picked him up, he met me at his door. I barely recognized him. When I took him back, I went in his house. And when I went in his house, it was horrifying how poor his living conditions are. And they evidently have been this way for probably a decade or more. And I don't know for sure, but I believe so. So, anyway, I'm helping Troy have a life again. because he literally has no life.
How old is he?
He's 64, and I'm 58.
He's not that old.
Yeah, and as a kid, Troy, our little gang of kids that ran around Portland, he was our leader. He was our guy. You know, we listened to Troy like almost like a parent in lieu of, you know, kept us out of a lot of trouble. So anyway, I've been helping Troy, and he, with the amount that he's inheriting, he has two properties. One is on Pennsylvania Avenue. The pipes broke 6 years ago. The water pours through the roof. I had the Malchowski son look at it, the plumber. I had the Fleischer brothers, who put a roof on the other house, look at it. They said it's unsalvageable. It's essentially a house that if somebody were to buy it, the amount to restore it would be the same amount to build a house. It's really in disrepair. So that land is essentially a lot. If somebody were to take in the house, yes, they might put money into it, but you're essentially selling it for the land. And he will need to sell it. The other house where he lives now is even worse shape, but the structure of the house is enough that it can be sold. So currently I have it being cleaned out, and it's infested with fleas, and it's absolutely horrific from a standpoint of human waste, and from his mom when she was sick, and it's just deplorable conditions. So where I'm going with this is, as all this traumatic stuff has been happening, and Troy was handed all this because his mother died, I've talked to Troy about what he wants to do with his life. And I believe, I'm 95% certain, we're gonna bring Troy to Idaho with our family. So you have these two properties. And he really feels, in a sense, as I do, and my cousins do, an attachment to Portland. Portland's, you know, very special. So I said to Troy, what do you want to do? Do you want to sell everything? Do you want to move? What do you want to do? And he says, truly, I just would like to maybe move on with my life. I have a lot of great memories of Portland, but my life in these homes has been really bad. So I had an idea, which I proposed to Lance, that maybe what we could do is donate something to the town. And I had thought about maybe, I noticed that my grandmother lived on Coffin Alley. My cousin Neil lived on Coffin Alley. I lived on the other end of that horseshoe. My Aunt Sandy, who just passed, lived across the street on Main Street. Troy was, that lot was where the whole town played. The whole town. And it's a very special lot. So I had this idea. What if we, and I see people like with strollers and people come walking around that little bend, and I thought, maybe this could make a park. You know, it would be something we could donate to the town and make it a park. And then I've since thought about that. And it's yes, it would be nice if it was a park, but truthfully, I don't want to burden the town. I really don't, with new expenses, because a park requires upkeep. And I talked to Lance about it, and he said, he was very open and certainly very optimistic and ended up positive about the idea. He didn't just shoot it down, which I really appreciated. And I thought, but I've been thinking about it, and I don't want it to be a burden. Sorry. I apologize.
Fine. Take your time.
Almost there?
Almost there.
Okay. So, I've been thinking, what would my uncles want? You know, I'm almost there. Sorry. God, this is embarrassing.
You're fine. Take your time.
My uncles and my father were very involved with the town. My mother was tax collector. My uncle Neil was tax collector. My dad was on the rec board. He was very involved in the gym here. My uncle Billy was very involved in town. My uncle Neil ran, he started and ran the farm team, which was a team of baseball, it was a baseball, essentially, club. So kids that didn't make Little League had a place to play. So anybody was welcome, and he ran it for years, and it was really fun. I played Little League, I was fortunate to make the team. And I also, it's not about me, but I played baseball on that field many times. My father played for the Apollos. So we have a long history with the gym and the youth of Portland. One more time. Almost there. So my dad, he was a good athlete at Bangor High School. He had 11 varsity letters. He's in the Hall of Fame. I have a point to all this. After high school, he was president of his class. 4 years in a row. At Bangor, he put the cornerstone in at the high school. So where it says 1963, he was elected to put that in.
And your dad's name was Terry also. I'm trying to keep the family tree straight. Yeah. I'm having
trouble. It's a lot. Bill Brook was the barber. Then you had three boys. You had Neil, Billy, and my dad, Terry. So Terry, my dad, went to Vietnam after high school. And he was a healthy guy. Then he went with Tony Lynch. They both went in together. They went through officer candidate school together, so he was an officer. They had me, and within 3 months, he was deployed to Vietnam, and he was injured horrifically by a landmine. Anyway. So growing up with my dad, he was always very ill. He had shrapnel all through his legs. Terrible life.
Didn't you have sisters?
Yep.
Twins?
I had twin sisters. Yeah. They had Down syndrome because...
The age of
Orange. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
My one sister lives in Idaho with us, trained to pass away at Clover Oak. And my mom lives out with
us. Oh, she does?
Yeah. My mom and my sister live in Boise. They've been there about 16 years. So I had twin sisters. They both had Downs because my dad was affected. So anyway, my dad used to love the ball field. He played for the Apollos. When I used to pitch, pitched for Jack Bellis. Mm-hmm. He was my Babe Ruth coach, which he's related to as well. So when I would pitch, he would sit down on the steps and give me the signals when I would pitch instead of my catcher. I'm looking at my catcher, but right behind him is my dad, who was a catcher. And he would give me the signals to pitch, so he was overriding my catcher when I was pitching. And it was really a very interesting connection when my dad was coming to my games. Right before my dad died, he was flown off of the field here to Walter Reed Hospital, and he passed away from his injuries. But he was interviewed right before he got picked up, and Tony Lynch interviewed him. I think it was Tony Lynch, and he just said, "What would you, what do you want to leave, with all you've been through?" Like them to keep up the ball field.
Which has been a challenge.
So,
there's some here. Do you need tissue, Terry?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Such a baby. Sorry.
Oops.
It's emotional. You're good.
It's understood.
No one needs to apologize.
Yeah.
You're good. It's understandable.
It's fine.
People love Portland. People love Portland.
He went to the school.
Yep.
So did Neil. So did Billy. So anyway, as I've been away a long time, I have my own family. Try to come back to Portland. I always love coming back to Portland because I have so many memories. You can just imagine a kid growing up here in the late 70s, early 80s. The town was bustling. And we had so many memories. And my dad did too. And so I was thinking, because basically this is the last of the Broads. Sandy, who I just saw 4 weeks ago, who looked great at 87, just passed away. So she's now gone, Franny's gone. Troy is still alive, but he's been like the equivalent of being a prisoner in North Korea for 30 years, taking care of his parents. And my cousin Chuck lives in Dover, New Jersey. His brother lives in East Rutherford. The Broads are out of Portland, there's nothing really left. And it's really sad for us, you know, in the sense of, you always felt like we had a little bit of this town, you know, in our family. And I'm just thinking, what if instead of putting the burden, and again, I say this like humbly, there's no demands here, it's just an idea for your consideration. That's all this is. But I was thinking, we're gonna take care of Troy, you know, out in Idaho. I make a good living. We have an amazing family. Troy's going to be taken care of. And yes, he does need money, and it'll cost money. He'll probably live in like an independent living facility where they take care of stuff. And maybe he'll even kind of evolve even at this age and be able to live on his own. But he can't right now. But we're going to make sure Troy is taken care of. Believe me, my kids know so many stories about Troy. He has no idea about it. So we're going to bring Troy to Idaho. He's gonna sell these properties because not only does he need to, but he can't. There's no need for him to keep them. The upkeep on the property up on Root Street is 7 acres. He's not really healthy. His leg is all swollen. He's got one kidney. He's had 32 kidney stones in his life. He's beat up. He's not gonna take care of that property. He's not gonna take care of the property, and he isn't. He hasn't been. I was thinking if we sold the properties, and we donated, I'm just making a hypothetical example. Instead of asking to donate the property and have it turned into a park, this is the one on Pennsylvania Avenue, what would it take, or what would you consider the idea, and again, it's a big ask, but if a donation was made through the sale of the land, and I would contribute, I believe even with Sandy's house probably going to get sold, I think my cousin Neil would probably come in with it, and his brother and sister. I don't know that, but I'm just saying, I'm asking for the council to consider, if we made a donation to the town, they would name the park.
I like that.
I don't think, obviously speaking, I don't think anybody here's going to have an objection to that. The one thing that, again, I'm glad you're here is because we talk about money, which is a big thing, especially with council. You look at our budget, but I know the ball field needs some help.
Yeah.
And that's basically, I think, a better idea than to have a park.
Right. And this way, we're not burdening you with a new park. You got to maintain. You already have a baseball field. And all we're looking for, you know, is to help. And
that's really not a big deal because that little alley going up there can be named Broad Way.
Mm. Well, that would be for you to decide. I just think since our family is basically gone, but there was a lot of service given, that might be a way
a lovely idea.
Yeah,
it's a way to keep your roots.
It's not a bad idea.
Do you want it to be the ball field or a park?
I'd like it. It can be whatever you want. I mean, currently it's a ball field, and my Uncle Neil ran the farm team. He started it. My dad played there. I played there. My cousin Troy and our little group of kids lived at that baseball field. We slept there in the summertime. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And my dad was a part of the gym. If it says something like Broke Memorial Park or Broke Park, my dad would be jumping up and down.
What would you want it to be called? Broke Park? Broke Memorial Park?
I think we just toss it around.
Broke Memorial Park. Yeah,
Broke Memorial Park.
Broke's Park.
I would just say Broke Memorial Park sounds nice to me. Yeah. Broke Memorial Park, whatever.
And with, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but with whatever money that you bring in, there could be a plaque brought up.
Some kind of, some kind of signage
almost
for
like
sure, kind of without saying, you need
memorial
that.
Memorial from Vietnam, but like a nice plaque.
Yeah.
My dad's already on there. I don't even need his name recognized for, you know, Terry. Just Broke.
Well, everybody knows at least when Broke.
That's right.
Yeah. You're in Portland for a while. Everybody knows.
You decide what amount of money it would take. I would find, you know, I would do everything I could to accommodate it. Again, it's up to you guys. But this is my new idea, because I don't want to burden the town with a new park that you'd have to maintain. I just don't want to give you any headaches. You already have a baseball field. It's really just putting a name on it. And by the way, I told you. This would make my dad so happy. So
I don't know if we could get it done, say we or everybody, but that'd be a really good thing to have for Portland is.
Yeah,
could
get all
that
up by
that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't know if it can, but if not,
depending on how quickly they move through their personal process.
You know, doing
what could be next Founders Day?
Well,
Corey Founders Day.
I can tell you right now, the house down below, I've already been approached by people to buy the house, to buy the land. When I say the land, the property down on 600. I've got people calling me already who know Troy, know me. They're calling me already about that. I don't think we're going to have any problems selling the house. We're not going to be greedy about it. We're just looking to move Troy on in his life because he's had such a brutal life. And if we could give something back, that would be perfect for us.
And don't ever feel bad for breaking down in a meeting or anywhere.
No.
It's feelings and...
Yep.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you.
I got a phone call this morning saying that he was in town. So I let Bruce know, and, it was on the agenda. So it's better that council hears.
Yeah. And I appreciate your time putting up with my emotions.
Nope.
It's all good. Our pleasure.
It's a nice memory and a way to keep your memories of this
community and
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing. I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't know. And you've talked to Mike Ball about the galleries of such things.
Yeah.
I don't follow that end of any of the discussions, but
again, it's just an idea. I just wanted to present it. It's up to you guys, but if there's a way we could make it work for you through this process, I know that, you know, my uncles would be thrilled. Troy would be thrilled. It would mean a lot. So
yeah,
we
just kind of have to think about what we would want to put down there as far as like
I have ideas. There's all different sorts of things you can do, right? Yeah, ideas. Yeah, slate. Right. Because it's, yeah, slate. Something. Exactly. Yeah. And they do have Zolls to create. Yes, they do. Yeah, so we can come up with something. Those brothers out on, what's that? Trapezoids. Yeah, they're still. Yeah.
I'm sure something. I'm still trying to introduce quakes out in Idaho. Nobody knows what they are. I think it would go big.
Like, should you bring some boards back?
I've driven six times to Idaho, and I always forget to bring a set of quakes.
But sooner or later, I got to get them, because I think, because everybody plays cornhole out there, and quoits are so interesting, I think they would love them. But anyway, I appreciate you all listening to me and putting up with my emotions.
Yeah.
A lot pent up there over a long time.
Yeah.
Do we have contact information for you?
Lance does. I can give it to anybody you'd like.
Yeah, we just moved here, and I love the whole store.
Okay.
So I can just imagine the kids running around camping on
the Oh, my God.
So I'd love to chat with you more.
Yes, sir. I'd like that as well. Yeah, we grew up in Portland, and I can't tell you how many amazing stories we have. Just kids playing in the river and swimming and going down to the sweet shop, which used to be Tony's, and we'd have cheesesteaks, and it's the best. So anyway, Portland's
starting to look tomorrow.
Okay, great. All right. So should I let you guys go?
You can stay. Or
I can. I'm actually going to meet my cousin and get him some dinner. He's
there
probably hungry. So
the bar closes in 10 minutes, so I'll be able to go down there.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. We'll probably go up to TK's maybe. But I'll tell you what, I went to Fuhrer's and I loved it. It was great in there. I had a great time. My cousin Chuck and my cousin Troy and I sat together and had a beer at Fuhrer's the other day. And we hadn't shared the same ground in probably 50 years. It was just really amazing.
So different from that bar it used to be.
Since it was cheesy, right?
So different from the bar it used to be.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Jesus, just, I know it's a council meeting, and I know you don't have time for stories, but I'll tell you one quick one, and just because it's so funny. My dad, when he was wounded, he limped really bad, and he had, because his leg got really mangled. And one day, I was walking with him in Portland. It's probably one of my favorite Portland stories. And we were walking, and it was a cold winter day, and we were walking down to my uncle's barbershop. And we were right, you know where Tucci's house used to be? So we were right at the peak of the hill there as it starts to go down. And my dad's walking in, it's dead silent out. It's like a crisp winter morning. And we're walking, and all of a sudden, my dad, who was a catcher in baseball, he slips and crashes to the ground. Like, bam. Like, I thought he was dead. It was so bad. And it happened so fast. And I went, Dad. And he's on his back. I said, Dad, are you okay? And he looks up at me and goes, safe. Because he slid. and I picked him up and we went down the road. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks,
God bless.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Anytime. You bet. Thanks again. Really.
Thank you. All right. Is there any more discussion on that at the moment? No. For that at the moment? No,
that's worth
it. Yeah, we'll just explore and see what we come up with. Just makes me think, because the township has somebody putting a memorial up at Potomac Street Park in August.
Is that for the grass cutter guy?
Not the grass cutter, the guy that you reintroduced the falcons, the osprey. They're getting an osprey statue at the Potomac Street Park as a memorial to somebody from that.
I can't remember his
name. From the area. I can't think of it either right now. His daughter's name is Holly, so.
No, he's a professor.
He was a professor at ESU.
Not Herndon's son.
No. It's
all right.
I'll let you know. I can't remember it. Anyway, we'll move on then to 20. Cobb, was there any?
No meeting this month. That's not a week.
Okay.
But we do, I've been in contact to get 4 light stands, and right now they're on order.
Okay.
So we need light for movie night if we ever decide to do that, or anything that we do at night. It could be about $10 a day to rent these light stands. They also have portable generators on them. It's going to be 4 of them. Originally it was supposed to be 2, but now we're getting 4. So grant money again. Fantastic.
Okay. Mayor's report?
I have none.
Lane's planned sleigh belt. We also did meet in July, so there's none. Sleigh belt rising, we take July off. Liberty Water Gap Trail.
We did not take July off. We met here.
Bruce was at the meeting, which was my chauffeur for the day. We did have two people from Monroe County show up, which was when Friends in National Park showed up, and also the outdoor recreation environmental person from Monroe County showed up. So there's interest in it, and also Russ Nee did say that the signs were going up, and there should be two of them in Portland.
The light.
Memorial Trail.
They're here. I want to say there's more than two.
I see the banner, and I haven't seen them here.
Jacoby Creek Road coming back to Portland. There's one up there. There's one down by Davco, I think, at the traffic light. And then there's one on 611. I think there's at least three.
There's a lot more.
And there's one in front of the bank, or around the bank.
There's going to be more all the way up through Water Gap when 611
gets there. I saw the one guy here, the one thing, and was like, what's all the markings for? And then the signs popped up.
That was through the state, so it didn't cost us anything. It was actually through federal money.
Nice.
Governor Shapiro signed a bill saying that he's going to start labeling the trail.
They're up.
That's all I have.
$550.
I'll make a motion.
Karen made the first. Lisa made
the second.
Lisa already second. Bruce, sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
Any discussion? Not we'll call for a vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries 6-0. Voting for myself. Yes, I am. We don't typically do an additional bond, but because we have the federal grant, we're required to have the additional bond, so that's probably not the extra bond. We don't typically, but given this current situation. Any other new business? All right, 27, public comment on agenda. You're the only one here, Peter? Do you have anything? No? Any for executive session? We shouldn't have any. Or past our Pink's Pride time, so enough. And we will entertain a motion to adjourn at 8:23 p.m. Lisa's making the first.
Second.
Kelly's making the second. Is there any more discussion? All right, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Next meeting is Monday the 3rd, and then August 23rd. Thank you, everybody.